You're listening to the Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and certified divorce financial analyst and author of the book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. I'm here to help you protect your financial future during one of the most difficult transitions in your life. You can visit us at divorceandyourmoney.com. And in this episode, we're starting a three-part series on the financial affidavit or the financial disclosure form. This is one of the most important documents that you will have in your divorce. It is a summary of your income, expenses, assets, and liabilities. Let me say this all again. This episode is about the financial disclosure form or financial affidavit. It comes by many names, but this is the most important document in your divorce, particularly when it comes to financial discussions. And it is a summary of your income, expenses, assets, and liabilities. Now, on the surface, that seems like a very simple concept, but in practice, it is an incredibly detailed form, and it has a lot of implications for the way that your divorce is going to play out. A financial affidavit is the document that you and your attorneys are going to use to negotiate the divorce settlement. And everything from a financial perspective is on this affidavit. We're talking things like spousal support, child support, what property that you own or will get to keep. All of this is based on this one document. So it is important that you pay critical attention over the next three episodes as to what I'm going to discuss, because I want to help you through this document and I want you to make the most of a very detailed form. Now, when it comes to the financial affidavit, every state has its own version of the form. While the basic information that you see on a financial affidavit is essentially the same, the structure of the forms is different. And one of the most important things you need to know when it comes to the financial affidavit is you need to do this form correctly the first time. I'm going to say that again. You need to fill out your financial affidavit correctly the first time you do it. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be perfect, but before you get it to an attorney or show it to your divorce team, this document needs to be as close to perfect as possible. And you're going to save not only a lot of time, but more importantly, a lot of money and potentially even get a better settlement if you do the financial affidavit with someone. This is the key thing that if you ever thought about hiring a certified divorce financial analyst like myself to get a second opinion or to walk through the detailed assets on a financial affidavit, this is the time to do it. Most attorneys will require you, actually every attorney will require you to complete this document, but they aren't going to necessarily help you through the process. And if they do, it's going to cost you a lot more than you would expect. It's easy to get a certified divorce financial analyst near you to help you walk through this document. And over the next three episodes, I'm going to teach you two things. One is how to prepare this financial disclosure statement or financial affidavit. I use the terms interchangeably. And second is how to check your spouse's disclosure statement to make sure that everything's accurate. That's it. And so in this episode in particular, I'm going to go over three important things over the next few minutes. The three things I'm going to go over is first is how you find the financial affidavit form. Second is how to initially review the form. And third is what documents you need to gather before diving into the form. And let's start with the first question, which is how do you find a financial disclosure statement? Well, as I said before, it depends on your state and actually can even depend upon your county. So you need to know where to look for the form. So how do you find it? Well, in the court system where you live or you intend to file for divorce, they'll have a section on forms. So if you're in New York, for instance, you go to the New York courts, you can go to the family or domestic relations section. It's usually just one of the columns or rows that you'll see. and they will have the form under various names. It could be called a financial disclosure statement, a financial affidavit, two terms I've mentioned before. Could also be called a statement of net worth or something finance related, and that will give you an indication that's probably the form that you're looking for. And so look for the one that's relevant to you. And now the other thing you might want to note is they have what's called a short form and a long form. And it depends on your situation, but depending upon who you are, sometimes you might just need this short form. Sometimes a short form is if you have under $50,000 in assets or income, then you fill out the short form. But if you have more than that, you'll fill out the long form. It could just vary depending on your situation in the state, but you need to just pay attention to see if your state has that option. So that's the first thing is now you found the form. And you have the financial affidavit form. Oh, one other thing to note actually as well is depending upon where you live, some of the forms, if they're electronic, they have calculating cells. And what do I mean by that? It means that as you input numbers, it will do calculations for you. So you should check the file that you download from the court website or maybe that your attorney will give you to see if it does that, because that'll make the process a little easier. Otherwise, get your calculator in hand because you're going to also need that as you go through the form. So that's the first step. Now, the second step is you need to review the form. Now, this is the part where you just take a look at everything that's involved in this form. It has a lot of different line items on it, from income to specific expenses. It might ask what your rent is, to what your car payment is. It might ask if you have a car. It might ask about your phone bill. It could ask a lot of detailed questions. And before you start filling out specific line items, you should just give it a scan. Give it a nice review. Figure out what items on there are important and how they're organized, and make a note if something's in a category you wouldn't have expected it to be in, or if something's missing. You should just try and get a feel for the form and start to like it. I know it sounds funny, but you're going to get real familiar with this form very soon. And so I want you to give it a good review and make it feel familiar to you. And, you know, this form is going to involve a lot of numbers. And even though it's going to require a lot of numbers and a lot of very specific details, no reason to be intimidated by it. If you're someone who might not have been involved in the finances, or maybe you're a more creative thinker and you just don't like numbers that much, it's okay. We're going to make this easy as you go through it. And remember, think of it this way. Two things. One is you're just going to fill out one line item at a time. You don't have to get intimidated by trying to figure out 50 or 100 numbers at a time. We're just going to go line by line through the form. And the second thing is if you need some assistance, get some help. Have someone who's financially savvy, maybe walk through the form with you and do it together, and it'll make the process that much easier, because this is, and almost everyone who's listening, a necessary evil, so to speak, as it comes to your divorce. And if you have any questions about the form, as you give it an initial look, if something doesn't make sense, these are state forms, and some of them are pretty easy to understand, and other of them are a little bit questionable here and there, just make a list of questions, keep a little notebook, and have a list of questions that you'll have about the form. But anyways, at this stage, we've done two things. You found the form on your state's website, and you reviewed it. Now, the next step is to gather some documents. And when I say gather some documents, this is going to be a lot of stuff, but it's important that you do this, and you do this in an organized manner early, because if you do it and you are organized, it'll make the process that much smoother. If you don't do these things and you are disorganized about the documents that you receive, you are guaranteeing that this is going to be a painful process. So just do it. Now, if you don't have my book, I have to give a little plug here, but my book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide, it's available on Amazon. Chapter number one is Get Organized. And it has a nice detailed list of all the documents you're going to need to gather. And these are perfect for this form. And if you don't want to get the book, just email me directly. My email address is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at divorceandyourmoney.com. And I will send you that first chapter on me because I want you to do this right. And I want you to get as much help as you can if it's just this one thing. No obligation or anything like that. I just want to make sure you get that first chapter and you get this list organized. But what's on the list? Here are some of the key things. And just to keep in mind, you're going to need a few years of this information. You're going to need bank account statements, your checkbook. You're going to need credit card statements, investment account statements. If you or your spouse has a business or if you have a business, get business tax returns. You're going to need your personal tax returns. You're going to need employment statements like your W-2s. If you have 1099, you're going to need that. If you have K-1s, you know, it's a very special form, but if you have those, get them. Payroll stubs. If you have a mortgage, you're going to need mortgage statements. If you've gotten an appraisal on any assets, either jewelry or home or otherwise, get those. And if you've ever applied for like a loan or you prepared financial statements for something, grab all of that information too, because you're going to need it just to get started. And there's even more information you're going to need in getting started, but that's a good baseline just for things for you to think about. As I said at the top, this financial affidavit form, it's all about your income, your expenses, your assets, and your debts. And in the next episode, I am going to start with the income section. And I'm going to tell you why this is the most important section for your divorce. So you have to make sure you do this section perfectly. And I'm going to teach you some easy ways to avoid making mistakes on this section that can hurt you financially. Before you go, I want to make sure you don't miss some important resources, all available at divorceandyourmoney.com. The first thing you do when you get there is you should sign up for the email list. I will send you exclusive and personal information to help you regardless of where you are in the divorce process. Second is you should check out the course Divorce 101. Steps to Take Before Divorce. On the website, you click on the course tab, you'll see Divorce 101, and it teaches you everything that you need to know before getting an attorney. It will save you thousands of dollars and a lot of time as you go through the divorce process. And it also includes a copy of my book, Divorce and Your Money, The No Nonsense Guide, when you buy the course. And if you complete the course, you will also get a future discount on one-on-one coaching sessions at checkout. You enter the promo code podcast to get an exclusive discount to the podcast listeners that I don't offer anywhere else. The third thing you do on the website is consider one-on-one coaching. I get to work with you all across the United States with a variety of issues related to your divorce. We can do things like help complete your financial affidavit or statement of net worth, depending upon what state you live in, help you gather that information and get it completed. The second thing that we could do together is maybe help craft your settlement. Figure out whether you should keep certain investment accounts or the marital home or other assets, and figure out what the appropriate trade-offs are for your divorce. And we can also evaluate whether you can afford the settlement. And once the settlement is done, is help you plan and prepare for the rest of your life. So on the Divorce and Your Money website, click on the coaching tab. And if you want that one-on-one personal help, we can do that, and you can book an introductory call, and we can get started from there. Lastly, subscribe to the show, and you will get new episodes automatically. And if you're on iTunes, it would be great if you could leave a review. It takes 20 seconds. Just leave a 5-star review, and it helps other people discover this show. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. Thank you for listening.